can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to
We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
Still tired.
This is a continuation of our last episode. You'll know this if you're watching the video. It's the same if you clock our clothes. They're the exact same.
We happen to record these two episodes the same night, so when this comes out, I should have gotten my refrigerator a week ago from last episode.
Let's hope that you did.
And you know what? I'm still waiting.
You did, and you're in a great place.
Oh my god, because I have been living out of a cooler for a week, and I am not enjoying this.
Oh my god, I live out of a cooler at work, but I mean, you know, that's easy. That's just lunch and snacks.
Yeah. This is managing dog food and not being able to bring leftovers in, so I can't like order a pizza because I can't put it anywhere.
That's my worst nightmare.
I've been eating so terribly all my fast food. That's probably why my mind has been in such a chaos, as I'm not even eating healthy. I'm just eating garbage.
It does make a difference too. Isn't that so stupid how your gut is tied intrinsically to every other aspect of your health?
It's, yeah.
Can't I just eat garbage, universe?
Yeah,
let me have
can
this
I
one
eat
thing.
Trash and still be happy? Can you just...
Let me just have this.
Let me have something. You know, I'll... Actually, before I go on, Anthony, how are you?
Oh, no, I already asked you.
Oh, but yeah, oh. You're asking me back. Yeah, I was asking you.
Sorry,
how are you?
I'm so in the train. We just like literally stopped the last episode and started this one. I'm still less perturbed now that we've gone through those 30 minutes. Otherwise,
I do actually feel a little bit better from that last episode.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I am very... I don't know. I'm in a place where I'm trying to do certain things like drinking less, which obviously if you listened to the last episode, you'll know. And hoping that that one's not as it's smaller than it was, but I mean, you know, making changes in certain ways that I'm just sort of banking on them having a positive effect.
Yeah.
Because I know that it just takes time to see the results for certain things, and I'm just hoping so, because I've been feeling a lot like I've been stuck on that hamster wheel, you know, the thing where it's just every day is kind of the same fucking thing. I mean, it's that Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah. Yeah. That hamster wheel life can get brutal when you're just...
Oh, it's rough.
You're just running it constantly. Like, yeah. I know I've talked about this on a previous episode where I was just like, is this it? Like... All I'm doing is waking up weekdays, going to work, coming home, doing stuff, and I'm trying to break free of that standard thing, but, you know, it just, You just keep going back into the same repeat process and it just wears you down.
It does. It really does. I feel like that's, we look a lot for purpose in life, and I still think that you should absolutely have purpose. But, you know, contentment, happiness don't necessarily come from purpose. They come from acceptance. And those are two different things. And I got to tell you, purpose is easy to have, or at least theorize about for yourself. But it's that acceptance of where you are that is such a tough thing to come by. And it's very hard to do. But if you can practice radical acceptance, then you can find happiness, because it's technically just right here. Because happiness isn't any sort of thing. It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
And so you can make yourself feel it if you know how to go about it, but it just requires a lot of fucking hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
And also medication if you, like me, are clinically depressed. But yeah, I'm trying really hard to get some of these smaller things done, and to sort of, I've been avoiding a lot in the past several years. I've been avoiding processing things. I've been avoiding dealing with emotions and feelings. And so doing this over the past, I'd say probably this year, I've gotten a lot more serious about like trying to take care of myself a little bit better. And even in the past like few weeks, you know, even more. And it's just not having that tool to just escape without having to put in any effort.
Yeah.
Is kind of annoying, but also at the same time, it is bringing back memories and thoughts and feelings that I haven't dealt with. And so I am going through the process of that. And I will say one good thing has just been how accepting I've been of just like, okay, this is hitting me now. I just need to sit with it for a while.
Yeah.
Even if it is making me super uncomfortable, and it's made me a generally better person to be around.
Yeah. Because I agree. You are better to be around. Fine. No, I'm kidding.
I get it. I get it. Because I realize I've been such like a bitter Betty for so long, and it bleeds through in all of my day-to-day interactions. And oh my God, I've been so self-focused. I've been so like out of touch with other people, and I'm slowly coming back to it. I'm slowly getting back there, but it's just taking work and time. And I hate that.
Oh, I know. Like, I hate how much I have no patience. Like, the amount of chaos in my brain that I have because of anticipation for anything. How do people do this? How do people just like know not to be chaotic? I don't even know how to express it.
I don't think anybody really does. I think there's a lot of times that we just as a society are taught to put on a face, because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That's, you know, getting to be older and also having to deal with that. That's been a fun thing, is having an actual factual midlife crisis. But getting to be older and realizing that, like, I don't think any adults have it figured the fuck out. Like, I don't think anybody's got it figured out. There's like just maybe a handful of them. And I don't know any of those people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Can you send me, let me just think of somebody who might have it put together. Toni Morissette.
I was like, I feel like I might know a couple people that at least it looks like they have it pulled together really well.
Yeah. But,
you know, and that's the thing is, I think even though I don't think I do this, I know I do this. You compare yourselves.
Hmm.
All the time. And you see other people rocking it. You see other people Actually, what drives me nuts most is other people that have so much going on are just so calm and cool. And I'm like, how do you not stress about stuff? Like, I have a lot going on right now, and it's just all stacked up in there.
Yeah. I often wonder that too, because there's so much happening, and I often feel like I'm not doing a great job because I'm feeling so overwhelmed by everything I have to do. But then I realize that I have a lot of fucking shit to do. Like, I got a lot going on.
Well, yeah. And I just, right now, I'm kind of at this point in my life again where I'm like, what if I just start purging more stuff to have less things to be responsible for?
Yeah, I feel like that all the time, because it's so much. There's so much to always have to, like, have these constant responsibilities. But I also worry that if I do that I will slip into complacency in my personal life, where I just end up starting to do the go to work, go home, and don't do anything bit. And yeah, that is almost more terrifying, because that is what puts me into depression.
Yeah. And I don't purge things because I'm always like, what if I need that at some point? Or what if something goes on where that would benefit me if I purge that, before I purge that? And so I almost have a sense of hoarding, in a sense, but not like hoarding every piece of junk in my house. Not exactly like that. It's like, growing up poor, we didn't have stuff. So as I've gotten older, my brain's like, the more I can collect and have on hand will mean I will need less if I'm ever having a downtime.
That's true.
And but so
I am really wishing we could purge our house right now. There's so much.
I am thinking about, like, clearing out some rooms and just making it less, having less of everything, clean out my garage, go back to one car, things like that. I'm just like, I feel like everything's just, it's getting too busy right now. And I have so much on my mind. I'm like, what if I just got rid of a lot?
Honestly, I think it's a great way to go. I don't think that we as people are meant to juggle this many things, like, or at least we haven't developed so well evolutionarily to keep up with technology and society and the economy and, like, the state of the world that we live in. And so there's a lot, so much fucking shit going on all the time.
Yeah.
And trying to keep up with all of it is nigh impossible, because we're not built that way.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, simplifying is always a good answer, like, always a good answer to help you with your stress levels.
I am, like, literally to the point where I'm like, I wouldn't mind if I just sold my house and lacked that responsibility for a while and just went down to the simplicity of renting for a bit, just to ease up. That's kind of the level I'm at. Like,
I mean, I get it. I love that idea.
I think it sounds great, for the fact that if something comes up in life that gives me an opportunity to up and leave, I don't have to stress about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense.
I'm leaning more and more on it. And I know it's not the financially best option because of the equity situation, but in my brain at one point's like, if I just don't fret about that for a while and allow myself just to relax, that may be more worth it for the time being.
Well, and I also feel like, you know, I feel like there was a time when buying and selling a house was not the fucking ordeal that it is now.
Yeah.
So, you know, forever ago, you could just, if you got an opportunity, you just sold your fucking house and it was it. Like, you just were done, and it wasn't like a whole, you know, three ring circus full of 70 different parties who have to be at the signing table.
Yeah.
And I think we've just as a society, we've added so many middlemen to everything. We've created these industries that shouldn't even exist, but they exist specifically to pull extra money from people.
Yeah.
And that makes our lives a lot busier because of things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having a house is just one example of that. I mean, talking about, you know, credit cards and credit card debts and constantly operating at a deficit because of income inequality, or just income disparity in the US, and how most people have to operate at a deficit because of rising prices right now. And those are the things that make our lives so fucking busy mentally that it's hard to escape them, because you're constantly thinking about it. And so simplification where you can is fantastic, but I think just generally our lives are more complex by societal design than they are by our own design.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's been my crazy lately of being like, how much should I purge? How much can I purge?
I'm just gonna purge the whole thing. Whole house, everything in it, and then sell my car, and I'm just gonna wander into the woods and never come back.
I mean, if I could.
I'm gonna become the local cryptid.
It's funny going out to the country how much, like, I love the city because I love being around friends. I love being around a grocery store. I love being around whatever I want to do. I love the country because I love the peace. I love the quiet. I love the beauty. I am so torn on being so accepting of it all.
I struggle with this because I'm very much like, let me run by the grocery store and grab this real quick.
Yeah.
On any given day, because
let me get up
of something I want.
Let me go pick up food really fast because I'm just hungry.
Yeah. And there is something to be said about that convenience, but there is also something to be said about just being around less people, less things, but less people, I think, is really what is the draw to me, because, man, I love just being in a place where I know, like, just a handful of people are, and, you know, there are just people everywhere, and you're all constantly having to interact with them, and they're just like, people as a whole are fucking insufferable. And it's just not their fault. It's just having to exist around them and have them operate in their own chaotic ways is annoying.
Yeah.
And so I get exactly what you're saying, because I am constantly wanting to get further away from the city. And Joe is always making fun of me about it, because he's like, you would die because then you wouldn't have access to a grocery store. And I was like, well, I grew up in the country. So, like, I'll be fine. I'll be like, I'll have to plan a little bit better.
It's the grocery store that I could work around. But weirdly enough, it's the internet speed.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Every time I'm like, you know, you could go further out, I am just like, all right, let's think of, like, the cons of this. And there's always the huge one. I'm not going to have fast, good internet. I am spoiled with fast, good internet in my smart home, in my streaming, in everything. And I'm like, I can't afford, for my needs for instant gratification, to have internet that can't support my anything that I do.
Well, I mean, I have to stream my television, Jay.
Yeah.
I've got to eventually watch House of the Dragon 7 years from now, whenever everybody shut the fuck up about it.
I've got to rewatch Schitt's Creek for the 9th time.
I have to sail the 7 seas to watch the newest movie that I'm definitely paying for.
I have to watch Serial Mom for the 40th time, because I found it on a new streaming service. And...
But it's really good.
But it's a great movie.
That's what we call an emotional support movie.
Oh, God. But I get her.
I mean, there are just certain movies that are just the rewatch is just for comfort. I will watch anything in the Alien franchise and the Scream franchise on a whim just to make myself feel a little bit more at home.
Most of my 90s movies, I'll just rewatch late 80s, 90s. I will rewatch and rewatch and rewatch. TV shows are the same way. Because, yeah. Because
Becomes Her.
Airplane. She-Devil.
Shut the fuck up.
That kind of shit I'll watch because I watched it as a kid and it's nostalgic and comfortable to me.
Yeah. I feel like I've been trying to find something new to watch. My whole thing recently, and I'd say recently, over the past several years, is trying to find new things to watch. And I watch a lot of horror, so I'm trying to find all these new horror movies that are so fucking obscure, and which makes it very hit and miss because you get a lot of B-horror movies.
Sorry, speaking of, I watched, finally, Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Movie ever. I was at my boyfriend's watching it, and I was just like, everything is green screen. This is awful.
It was so awful in the green screen, and like even the green screen effects were bad themselves, and so you could just, it was so easy to, it was like somebody just, you know that episode of American Dad where they think Stan is the reincarnation of that Hollywood producer and he's working with all those old people?
Yes.
And like the old producers and directors. And it's just the older guy. And he's like, what doesn't matter? We'll just use the computers. And then they were like, yeah, the computers. And that's what it made me think of. They're just like, yeah, we'll just use the computers.
And that's, yeah, I couldn't get over it because there's some scenes where, the ones where they're walking to the graveyard.
And so you're fucking bad.
There's not a single piece of realistic art there. You can see them walking on a green screen, and it looks like they're walking through this whole...
The Scooby-Doo walking cells in front of the background were more believable.
Yes. I couldn't stop watching it, because I'm like, this is awful.
It's so bad. But I did watch it on one of my B horror movie days where I was like, I'm going to find something awful to watch. And I watched it and I was like, this is so, so bad. But you know what? It made my heart really happy that it was so bad.
It did. I really enjoyed how terrible it was.
I know. And sometimes you need that. I swear there are times that I'll watch a bad movie and I know it's going to be bad. And I just fucking go for it. We watched Slaughterhouse, and that movie warmed my heart.
Well, on this Jeepers Creepers, I thought that the old people at the beginning, I thought it was kind of a satire at first, for they were characters in like the original or something, and I was like, oh, I really liked that they cameoed them, brought them back. I don't know who they are, but
nope.
But so then I was like watching it, thinking, this is gonna be really great. They're playing on this well. No, that was just genuinely bad acting and genuinely a terrible show.
I know.
I kind of want to watch it again.
After this, Joe's got his choir rehearsal tonight, so I'm going to be dinner on my own and TV to myself and stuff. So I'm not going to watch that, though.
I'm eating the leftover sandwich that I brought home from lunch. Because we were brought out by a vendor, and I had too much food on my plate, so I couldn't finish it. And I was like, got to bring this sandwich home, because I take all the free food I can get, so I don't have to keep going out and buying food since I have no fridge. So I just felt like a trash monster, like a trash dumpster raccoon or something whenever I was bringing home all my food.
I mean, that is, you know, that you do what you gotta do whenever you don't have a fridge.
I know, I just don't want to keep going and buying fast food, and I can't go to the grocery store and buy all these ingredients because where am I going to put them?
Even with, like, yeah, even if you're just making one meal, like, what are you, I can't just go out and buy three sprigs of thyme.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do that shit. My cooler, half of it is taken up by Reggie's food. So, I mean, that's the main reason I even have a cooler, is so that I could chill his refrigerated food because he's a spoiled dog.
If you lived in Tulsa with us, we would let you use our fridges. Like, you.
Well, that's really kind of you.
But I know, so
I know that my very good friends that did live a mile west of me would have solved all my problems, but they decided to sell their house and buy somewhere 45 minutes away from me.
Fucking bastards.
How am I supposed to benefit now when you're gone?
But I guess we should probably loop this back to, you know, mental health and
this is straining my mental health, so
everything's related to mental health at the end of the day, so this is kind of like an open conversation no matter what. But yeah, I feel like there is something to be said for having those comfort movies whenever you need just to like when you just need a moment when you're feeling overwhelmed. And we were talking about that right now, right? Like being overwhelmed and feeling like there's just too much. And sometimes that familiarity can be so comforting and help you to kind of recenter yourself.
And I think that's, if anything, I think that's actually why I enjoy rewatching stuff from the 90s is I don't have to focus on it. And so it's kind of taking away that effort I need to take to pay attention. Because it's predictable and comforting to me. And so it allows me to relax because I don't feel like I have to take anything else in. And, but I can still be distracted by something where my mind isn't as busy because I'm watching this show that I've seen a billion times.
Well, and I mean, that's a good way to spend some extra time if you're just trying to like zone out and not think about things.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Or maybe you need the opposite. Maybe you need to do something that does keep your mind busy so you aren't thinking about other things.
That's true. And I'm trying to remember what it was the other day that I was like, oh, I really like this because it keeps my mind busy, but I don't remember what
Was it the television show Breaking Bad?
was. The Wire.
The
Watch The
Wire.
Wire.
Watch The Wire. Breaking Bad is the best show on television. But no, I feel that too because I need to get back to practicing piano. I think it was one thing that has was super helpful in distracting me because I felt like I had to focus on it. Because I don't know it as well as you, and so I do have to focus to play.
I'm not great at it. If I have played the same song for the past 20 years,
I didn't
that's
say
the only
you were
time
great at
something
it. I said
sounds
I'm not as
decent.
good as you.
But what I'm saying is, I'm gr not great at it. And so I still like, I'll be focused on it. And then I just get pissed off that I'm
Doing
doing that. And
bad.
so then I'll start going down this rumination pattern and like stuff will go through my mind. And it's almost like it prevents me from actually thinking more. So I just get stuck on the same thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see that. I think you're probably better at it than you think you are. Because, I mean, you sound good to me when you play. And
I'm
I
a
mean, I.
terrible, terrible sight reader, and I just do not, my fingers take forever to learn music, and I think it's probably because I'm comparing myself to other people I know that can just like pick up a book and just stumble right through it and play
What?
it.
Comparing yourself to other people? What?
Surprise.
But I get that because I often really like want to pick back up playing music because I enjoy music. I feel like music is such a universal language for people, and so I think everybody can find something in music, no matter what, whether it's playing, listening, or whatever. But I like it from both sides because I enjoy playing music. There's just something about it that feels like you're doing something that creates something beautiful, even if you didn't make the original piece or score or anything like that. It's just that production of something that sounds good.
Yeah. One of the things I have noticed is for our other show, I enjoy whenever I'm actually doing it. A lot of times I have to force myself to sit down and do it, but when I'm making our commercials,
Yes.
I enjoy the designing of them because I'm usually putting in a lot of parts.
Yep, you do.
I have to take this call.
Right at the end of this. So, listeners, since this is unedited and raw, you're just going to get me probably closing us out here, depending on what's happening. Hopefully, it's good news Jay has been waiting for. But I guess you won't find out this week. I will. Anyways. Yeah, We do appreciate you guys listening. I know there is not really a lot of structure to these episodes, and it really is just 30 minutes of us just shooting the shit and talking about our mental health journeys. But I do hope that you are getting something from this. And if you are, I'd really love to hear from you guys. You know, shoot us an email, shoot us a text message. You know, the phone number is 405. I almost gave you my phone number. 405-999-2242. We would appreciate just any feedback you guys have about the pod, or if you guys are struggling with anything in particular and you want to, you know, hear us talk about it, that would also be something that we would be up for, because listen, everybody goes through struggles with mental health, whether they want you to believe that or not, no matter how great they might look on the outside, everybody struggles with stuff. You know, just depends on what your struggles are and what level of, you know, struggles you're having. And some people have it worse, some people have it better, but everybody's dealing with something. So, you know, let us know. Let us know what you've got going on. Let us know what parts of your life that maybe you'd like. If we give you advice, it's unlicensed, so that's on you. But if you just want to hear us talk about a subject or not, or like hear if we struggle with anything, or if you have questions about anything we've said we struggle with, or just, you know, anything that you might feel alone about too. I think that's one that a lot of us deal with, is we get in our head about some of our mental health struggles and we isolate ourselves with them, and we don't feel like anybody will understand, or we feel like nobody is going to listen to us and take us seriously, or we feel like whiners and listen. Life is tough. Sometimes you have the right to complain. Sometimes you have the right to just voice your opinion or just get it outside of your body. So don't be afraid to, you know, let us know. Text us, call us, number is 405-999-2242. And thank you guys.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play, or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.